What's going on, everybody? This is Black Men Sundays. I'm your host, Corey Sylvester Murray, and we're talking about generational wealth, finance, business, and of course, mental health. And if you need mental health, check this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Izetta Briggs Bowling. Connect with me for professional mental health counseling and support services designed to help individuals and families navigate stress, trauma, substance use recovery, and life transitions. Email me at drbowling@ibcyclebreakers.org or call me directly at 845-313-4496 for a free consultation. Now, back to Black Men Sundays.
It's a Black Man Sunday. Time to put all childish things away. I refuse to be the man I was yesterday. Gotta put my best foot forward and elevate.
So listen, today's guest is someone who understands the power of words, media, and mindset. We talking to Natasha Player. This sister is a wife and mother of three daughters. She's an author, speaker, and an award-winning communication strategist with nearly two decades in the game. We talking broadcasting, PR, crisis communications, you name it. Plus, she's pouring into the next generation through her message to mothers and daughters through her book titled Mothers Affirm Your Daughters, releasing this May. So without further ado, Natasha Player, welcome to Black Men Sunday. Sister, how you doing?
I'm well. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
For sure. So let's just jump right into it. So what inspired you to write Mothers Affirm Your Daughters? And why is this message so urgent right now?
I think, of course, becoming a mother, I realized the power of influence that I have. First of all, as a woman, but then as a mother, it just seemed to me to amplify. And through the raising of my three daughters, of our three daughters, I'm realizing like, oh my God, I literally have the power to shape the world, so to speak. And I realized pouring into my children with positivity, with positive affirmations through actions and words, you know, that it's definitely been a game changer. And I just want to share the wealth and share the love and to inspire other mothers to do the same thing, that you're never too late.
When you say affirm your daughters, what does that actually look like in everyday life, though?
I think sometimes I want to just kind of dispel a myth that you have to be sitting down and looking intensely into your child's eyes and, you know, reciting these things. But literally, it can be, hey, we're going for a walk, you know, look at the birds, look at the trees. Do you know that it's not the limit for you? It's through those daily interactions. So whenever I, let's say, doing my daughter's hair, right, I take the initiative to ask how they are feeling. I take that time because it's an intimate aspect, especially in African-American culture, because that's an intimate time when you're loving on them and you're declaring their beauty over them. So as I'm brushing the edges and slicking the edges, I'm saying, girl, do you know that you're so beautiful? Or tell me about your day. And so it's a sense of relaxation during that time. And there's nothing formal about it. I'm just being mom. You know, I could be washing dishes, helping. They could be helping me put dishes in the dishwasher. And in that moment, I am literally just pouring life into them. And you know what, Corey, the beautiful thing about it is that when I hear them, you know, share that information back to me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you are really soaking everything up. So it's literally everyday activities.
That's what we're talking about. And what are some common things mothers say intentionally or unintentionally that can either build or break a daughter's confidence?
Building confidence is essential. You know, of course, the first 5 years of any child's life is the most formative, you know, and we have to realize that the power of our words, it can literally shape lives. And so we want to be intentional with that. We want to allow our children to know that they can do anything. And once you embed that into their spirits, into their minds, into their hearts at an early age, they will feel as though they're limitless, you know. And so some of those things are intentional. You know, let's say they literally run and fall down. You know, you can coddle them, love on them, but then in that moment when the emotions are high, you can literally pour into them and say, you know what? I know you fell down. I know you're hurting right now, but guess what? You're going to be okay. You can get back up. And that can be duplicated. And as they're small, that's a small childhood on the playground example, but that concept will grow with them as they enter into high school and college years. You know what? I fell down, or I experienced some of the most traumatic life experiences, but I can make it through this. I think the tone, Corey, that we speak to in our children, it's a balance between gentle parenting and discipline. I do believe in discipline. And for me, that's just correcting my children in love and being stern, of course, you know, and so that they have a balance. So again, it's all about being intentional with our words and not subconsciously destroying their confidence by pulling them down with some of the things that we say.
And let me ask you this though, how can mothers begin affirming their daughters if they didn't grow up receiving affirmation themselves?
I love that question. You know, a lot of times mothers, they go through this, they repeat this traumatic cycle. So, you know, let's say, you know, the saying, hurt people hurt people. And I think that you can literally heal yourself through the raising of your children. Okay. So it's literally a decision that you have to make. If you were raised in a way that wasn't loving, that wasn't affirming, you can make the decision within yourself to say, you know what? I know what it feels like to be on the receiving end, to not feel love, to not receive the tools that I needed from my mother or my father, whomever. But I know what that feels like. So as a form of protection, I am not going to project that onto my child. Right. And so that's another layer of that, Corey, is accountability. We have to be accountable. And I feel like some people they put children in this box as if they don't have voices, that they don't have feelings, that they don't have a right to voice their opinions. You know, a lot of people may associate disrespect with curiosity. No, the child may just be asking a question, okay? It's okay to embrace that and allow them to be vocal. So if you know that you experienced traumatic things in your childhood, you have to even read books, you know, study on that, speak to someone who can help you heal from that place, because we don't want to pass down unhealed traumas to the next generation and to the next generation, because that is legit real. And we can say that the cycle can end with you today.
And let me ask you this, you know, in today's world, we're talking social media, comparisons, outside influences. Mm-hmm. So how can mothers protect and strengthen their daughter's self-worth with all this going on?
Peer pressure is out there. And to your point, social media is real. Listen, at the click of a button, you know, it could be a hot mess, you know, instantly. But we have to keep keeping up with the momentum of technology and social media and TikTok dances and all this, you can't post the wrong thing. You have to over-affirm. You have to saturate them with that. And so literally, for example, when I take my little girl, Jay, she's only 5 years old, right? When we're driving to school, you know, I asked her not necessarily how was your morning, or, you know, I say, how do you feel? Right? Because I want to know how you feel. And so whatever that response is, I combat that, you know, if it's something negative, with positivity, right? And so I'm like, how are you feeling? And then I pump her up for the expectation of her day. So I'll say, what's one of the most things that you're looking forward to? Or, you know, you're so beautiful, you know, or, you know, hey, can you lead us in prayer this morning? You know, and so what I'm doing is positioning her that whatever may come your way throughout the day, listen, my mom already pumped me up this morning. My father already pumped me up this morning. So I already have that. I'm not going to break my child down. And listen, parents, and this is not only for mothers, Corey, this is for aunts, uncles. If you're raising a child, influence someone, you know, in our haste of getting ready, or you can be rushing, you can maybe take your frustration out on your child in error. And then you're already breaking them up, you know, from the most influential voice, their parent. And so you can't expect them to thrive once they go out and meet all of that peer pressure, whether it's through social media or, you know, peer-to-peer interaction. So we just have to be intentional and set them up for success from the start of the day.
Great information. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, I come from the what they call belt to ass era. You know, you make mm-hmm. a mistake, that belt touched that butt, you know, when it got the stick or whatever. So how do you balance correction and discipline while still affirming and building confidence?
It's all about your approach, because we don't want to coddle these little amazing human beings, do we? Right? Because listen, if you don't train them, you don't teach them, the world will do just that and more. And so for me, I am very firm. You know how that black mama just, I'm going to give you the look. You already know what time it is. Get over here, sit down, you know? And so we can't be too dainty in an interaction with them. They have to understand how to respect authority, and that begins in the home. And you know, I for one, I don't curse my children out. I don't do all that. Oh, you this? No, I'm going to build you up in love, and I'm going to correct you in love as well. And so, in that, we do have 2-year-old twins as well. They'll be 3 very soon. But in that correction, I still give them the opportunity to digest what I'm saying to them. And in their little words, I'm giving them the opportunity to repeat back what they heard. What did you hear mommy say? And I don't care if you're 1 or 2. This is where it begins, because I want the relationship between us to be so freeing from the start. So as they grow, they know that there's nothing that they can hold back from mama, you know? And so that's just a part of the cultivating them at such a young age. We just got to be intentional and, you know, have that balance so that they know that they have to respect you and they respect authority. Don't let your kids run all over you, because that's not good.
Well, that's great information there, because, you know, I come from a single parent household with my mother. And and even when I got taller than her and, you know, voice got a little deeper, she still ran the show. So I totally got that from a young age. Like, I don't care how big you got, she still ran it. But, you know, let's talk for a little bit, though. You know, how does, because our show is about, you know, generational wealth, establishing. So how does affirming your daughters today translate into generational wealth tomorrow? Not just financially, but like in mindset, confidence, and legacy.
Absolutely. You know, the wealthiest person is well-balanced, well-loved, and well-affirmed, you know? And so I'm glad, because listen, even when it comes down to monetary wealth, so to speak, you know, you have to be able to teach them those things. When you put your toys away, or this is how you save, this is how you invest, you know, hey, you have your IUL together, you know, even at a young age. But I think more importantly, again, when you pour into your children at such a young age, they know nothing else. They know nothing different but to be affirmed, but to stand strong. And it becomes innate, right? And you think about it, take it a step further, like women, when we carry children, right, it all of our emotions and things is in our womb. We feel that, you know, so that's why they always say, oh, don't stress the mom when she's carrying, because that is real. Things can get passed down from generation to generation, you know, traumatic things as well. The thing is, when you transfer that knowledge, and the true wealth is allowing and teaching your children to be able to think for themselves, to be able to make sound decisions, because there will be parenting from a healed place, from a whole place versus a broken place. So if we can raise little humans that are healed, that are whole. Listen, my goal in life is to, I don't knock it, but listen, I don't want my children to be sitting on the counselor's couch because of me, right? Because of me. If anything, I mean, life happens. Like, listen, I love counseling. But again, my point is, I don't want to put trauma into the heart, into the spirit of my children. I want to be able to impart this wealth into them, this unreachable wealth, so to speak, so that it's passed down from generation to generation and generation. And that's the true wealth, when family can love on one another and be present and like rock life out together, because that's what we are called and created to do. It's nothing worse than just kind of having that feeling of, you know, I wish my child would talk to me, but they don't feel safe to be able to open up, and they don't have that sense of wealth and protection.
And that leads right into my next question. So if a mother's listening right now and she feels like she's already missed the window, what would you say to her right now?
It's never too late. I don't care how old you are. Listen, your baby can be 55. It's never too late. I always say, if your heart is pure and if your intentions are pure, there is something in us that will always call for our mothers or our fathers, whether they left us at an early age. There's just something, because it's, you know, it's in your DNA to long for who birthed you, you know, and it's never too late. You may say, I missed the window. You may not be able to regain those years, so to speak, but you can start from where you are, because that's the true leadership in motherhood there, is that I am willing to take ownership for my faults. And whatever, I could be on my dying bed, you know, and if I've never told my child I love you, and you feel led to do it with that last breath, you better do it. Because listen, that's what it's all about. It's never too late. And we have to take out of the situation and humble ourselves and embrace these relationships.
And I feel you, but I feel like, you know, if you have a daughter, I'm not saying you, but I know friends that have daughters 18 to 21, they kind of let them kind of do their thing when they was teenagers. Ah, she's so cute. Now it's not so cute anymore. So what I'm saying, like, I felt like a lot of them missed the window because them kids is 18 to 21. They cussing the parents out, talking back. I've heard it on the phone. I'm like, well, send her over here for a week. Trust me, it won't be like that. But they're already at the age where the disrespect is apparent. The, you know, saying disrespectful things to their mother and they women themselves, or, you know, they're going through their hormonal issues. So that's what I'm saying. So when we talking about for parents that say, man, I missed the window, she's cussing me out, she doesn't respect me as her mother anymore, because she's grown now. So how do we have that conversation?
You still have to take accountability, right? Again, it's never too late. Well, I'm glad you brought clarity to that. Now, listen, now you can't rail them. Again, if the foundational age is 0 to 5, so to, you know, and you can stretch it out a little bit longer than that. But as far as placing an expectation on a child when you did not give them the tools growing up, now that's on you, right? They are already into adulthood. So again, that's why it's so critical to kind of pour into them in those cultivating years, so to speak. However, if they've already arrived and are disrespectful, that's no surprise to you, because perhaps you weren't present in those areas. And two, the parents who are present in those areas, listen, we can't control our children. You can teach them and give them everything they need, and they still have to make their decisions, right? They still have to live out their own lives. But as long as you provide the tools for them, listen, you can sleep well at night knowing that I did my part. You know, I was blessed with this life, you know, and I raised this child to be who I felt like they need to be in society. If they choose to go, you know, astray from that, then that's on them. But again, it's never too late to try to at least impart into them, and hopefully and prayerfully they will, you know, be able to pull some things from those people, from that positivity. It's just up to them. But as parents, you have to do what you have to do. Now, once they're grown, hey, you've done your job.
Got you. And as a mother of three daughters, what's the most important thing you're intentional about teaching them?
Self-love, self-respect, and the power of healthy relationships. Those are some of the, for sure, absolutely. Because you have to love yourself. Everything stems from that. And then if you can love yourself appropriately, then you teach people how to treat you from the jump.
And I'm gonna ask you the hard question now. Are you enjoying yourself on Black Men Sundays, Natasha Player?
I am having a blast, Black Men Sunday. You know, I love the fact that, you know, the Black woman touches every aspect of the Black man, right? And every person, and I know that you are this amazing platform is open to every entity, every ear, you know, and understanding that affirming daughters is symbolic, because that's my experience for affirming daughters. But you can literally take this, Corey, and apply it to, are you having healthy relationships? Are you being affirmed in your romantic relationship, in your professional relationships? Again, it's teaching people how to treat you. And you begin that by allowing yourself to be affirmed as well. This concept can be applicable to everyone. And it's not just about the book. It's literally a movement. And I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, for sure. And when is this book coming out? Because I need to get a copy. I'm going to need me an autographed copy too, by the way. Don't play. Let's go.
I look up for my brother. I look for my brother. Listen, I want everyone to visit mothersaffirmyourdaughters.com, and you can sign up to get exclusive. So we're dropping in June, and we're just revving things up, getting the message out. Now we're super excited about it. So Mothers Affirm Your Daughters is also there is an affirmation app that is loading underway, affirmation cards that you can order. Listen, you can get everything you need. It's going to be a movement. We're going to have live interactive sessions. I'm excited about it. It's literally a movement, a community. All right.
Yeah, no, Yeah, no, I'm excited too. And what's the website?
Mothersaffirmyourdaughters.com.
Gotcha. And you said the book drops in June?
It does. It does. So we're super excited. Listen, I want people to get signed up, visit a website, get signed up. We also have some cool things loading where you can literally play affirmations over your children. If you have young children through this movement, you have some nice music in the background, let the affirmations play and you go do the dishes and you're good.
Got you. Great information. Great information. And I'm going to ask you a few more questions before I let you get out of here. But here's what I want to know right now. If a mother's listening right now, and she could take one action today to better affirm her daughter, what she should do? We're talking like right now.
I think a self-assessment in the role of mother, right? That starts with you. Check yourself, right? Hold yourself accountable. Take a step back. Ask yourself this question. How am I building and affirming my children, right? Whether it's a boy, a girl, whatever. How am I affirming my children? And then when you start looking in the mirror, what did Michael Jackson say? I'm sorry, that was corny. But what did Michael Jackson say? I'm looking at the man in the mirror. We have to start with ourselves. Assess yourself first. Am I doing the work? Am I putting in the work? Am I sowing good seeds into my children? And if the answer is no, you already know what time it is. You know that, okay, this is my first step as to acknowledge what I'm doing. And if I'm not doing what I'm doing, join the Mothers Affirm Your Daughters movement so you can get plugged in and learn more. Take accountability.
Gotcha. And what's one sentence every mother should start saying to her daughter every single day?
You are enough. Because a lot of times we look for validation in other areas, in other people. And that's how you end up in broken relationships. I'm not saying that everything's gonna be perfect, but when a person know that they are enough, you don't have to question. Listen, when it comes down to your career professionally, you walk in the boardroom, you know that you're enough. When someone's approaching you like, hey, I want to get with you, I want to pursue you romantically, you have to know that you are enough. You have to know that you are the prize. You have to know these things. Even with relationships, you have to know that you are enough so that you're not so codependent on other people. You have to be able to be established in owning who you are confidently, securely, and that begins in knowing that you are enough.
What kind of women do affirmed daughters grow up to become? And why does that even matter for the future?
Ooh, that question is fire. I think the type of women grow up, you know, when they're affirmed, they grow up to be women in society who are protectors, right? They are lovers of mankind. These are women who are influential. These are change makers. These women, you know, they rock the world. They have these solutions because they are affirmed. They don't have to pour out negativity because they are affirmed. So these are the future cultivators of society. And you think about the power, for example, of a teacher. You know, you grow up, you may have your favorite teacher that you have fond memories of, or you may have the teacher that you like, oh my God, that person was horrible. And you remember even at a young age, what they spoke into you, right? Whether it was positivity or negativity. That's the level of power that affirmed women have as they grow into adulthood. They are able to pour out that same level of tenacity that was given to them. And so listen, the world is such a better place when women are affirmed.
And you know, I keep hearing you say this, but I haven't mentioned it yet. And I'm like, shame on me. So let's talk about faith for a minute. I ain't ducking that. Let's have that talk. So what role does faith play in shaping a daughter's identity and sense of purpose?
For me, as I am a believer, I'm a woman of faith and a believer in Jesus Christ, you know. And for me, I think teaching your children about faith and whatever your capacity is in that area, I'm just saying what it is for me, right? Because that's my experience that I know to be true, right? It's true. And so I think being able to teach children at a young age, listen, what is faith, right? Faith is stepping out there and not only just having your faith, so to speak, in your parents and the ability of other people. It is important that we teach our children to have faith in themselves and to have faith in God. Because listen, mommy can't be everywhere. right? So I need you to know how to pray, and I need you to know how to be affirmed and to remember, you know, that you are bold and courageous, and know that you are beautiful, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and knowing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, knowing that from your inner voice. So that way, if you're out on the streets and somebody kind of try to check you, listen, knowing that you're affirmed. You can't say, mommy probably can, I'll get there, but I can get there. But in a moment's time, they have to be able to stand on their own two feet, whatever age range it is, and to operate in that place of faith. And so I think faith is a tool that can carry you beyond what a parent can do, having that faith of your own.
Wow, that's beyond great information. And I was about to wrap it up, but I kind of want to ask you something a little personal. So what would you say to your younger self? The little girl who needed affirmation the most.
I would tell myself to go get it. Go get it. You hear me, Corey? I would tell myself to go get it and run hard after what you want. It for me, so I did not receive these affirmations growing up, okay? I did not. I was blessed to be able to have a great community of people where I lacked in certain areas, right? So I love my dad, he's long gone. But my dad wasn't necessarily, my biological dad wasn't necessarily in the home, you know? And I've had some experience with my dad encountering some real hard issues, you know, with the drug addiction and recovering from that, you know? So I come from a place, you know, that is a real place, okay? And sometimes the society that you're in or the circumstances that you're born into, it can kind of chip away at you, right? If you're not necessarily set up for success, so to speak, in the right way. But I am super proud as to how I overcame these challenges growing up. And Corey, had I known earlier on to go get what you want, I know that I would not have to wait until my adulthood, so to speak, and learn it on my own to really begin that process. Would I have been a lot further on? Absolutely, yes, right? But again, it's never too late. When you know better, you do better. So I would tell my younger self to go get it, girl, because you got what it takes. Go get it.
That's what we're talking about. And I, you know, thank you for coming on Black Men Sundays. Thank you for your honesty, because, you know, I didn't, you know, softball questions. I came with the real deal. So I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate you coming on the show. Show this sister some love. Natasha Player, this sister's book, Mothers Affirm Your Daughters, is dropping in June. We're going to have the links up and all that. And obviously, I'm going to need me an autographed copy. And once we get closer to the book, I'm going to run like a little promo or something for you. But many blessings to you. You know, I always see you around the holidays. You're always doing positivity in the community. You know, I see you at different, you know, NABJ events and stuff like that. So I'm happy to know you. I'm happy to know you, not just as, because see, I know you as a professional. I don't know you as a mother. I don't know you as a wife. I know you as the PR person that's with the reputation. You know what I mean? You handle business and you always have a great attitude. So I just like the fact that you shed some time coming on the show. It allowed me to get to know you better now as a mother and as a wife, and allows my audience to do the same thing. We're going to show you some love on this book. So thanks for coming on Black Men Sundays, and enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy your week.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And Corey, before you go, listen, I want to give you your flowers, right? Do you like flowers?
Oh, yeah, I love them.
I want to give you your flowers. Listen, you are shaping this culture, man. Thank you for answering yes to the call of establishing this amazing platform that touches so many lives. Man, listen, you cover every topic under the sun. You've given every tool that's needed for success, literally. So kudos to you, brother. Thank you for shining bright in our community, all of the things that you do to give back in real time in our community. I applaud you. Listen, I just want to honor you on today on your platform. Thank you, people like myself, an opportunity to share their gifts with your audience and the community at large. Listen, it doesn't go unnoticed. You are appreciated. You are loved. And guess what? You are affirmed, my brother. It's a Black Man Sunday.